Hey, lovies. So this is just going to be a rant about some of the recent decisions that I've made in regarding to my work life. I was going to start backwards from my latest job all the way to my first job. And maybe I could see a pattern, or maybe you could see a pattern. So for those of you who are just now joining me or getting to know me, I am a psychic medium / empath. I do own a business, Karma's Eye Psychic LLC, which is also known as Mystical Charms DBA. And I practice a lot of spiritual magic, hoodoo, and African spiritual traditions, and you know, just magic, witchcraft, and all that. And that's what my path has always been. And instead of going through all the other challenges, such as love and relationships, I wanted to hit on my financial journey, which has been very, very good throughout my life. But it's almost like there's a sacrifice mentally that for some reason I cannot seem to commit to. So to preface this, I am a Capricorn sun, I am a Libra moon, and a Scorpio rising, but I happen to have a Sagittarius stellium. I have a Pisces north node and a Virgo south node, and I'm recording this mid-September of 2025. So you know, the work climate and the economy climate is very bad, very sparse, and very hard to survive in. So, you know, everyone needs to have some form of income in order to maintain the high prices of everything, especially if you live in the United States. And the reason why I'm making this post is because, one, I feel a little guilty, but I also feel like I made the right decision despite the current climate of the economy. So I just recently quit a job with no backup plan at a storage facility. Mind you, this is the third storage facility that I've worked at. And the reason why I quit is because it seemed as though I could not mentally handle the duties that I was used to doing. I think it's just the people were very aggressive, very unforgiving, very non-supportive. They did in fact make a lot of verbal digs at me, claimed for me to be incompetent and just wrong, and I wasn't allowed to tailor anything to my specific way of doing things. And I was unable to do any type of growing. I just could not own what I was supposed to own, right? I was manager of a property and everything is my responsibility, and I'm not a stranger to that. Like I said, this is my third storage job. And it just seemed as though the company just did not like me. The people that were there didn't like me. They at first thought I was Hispanic, and they were fine with that. And then when I revealed to them that I was African-American, their attitude seemed to get a little bit more negative. The gossip also seemed to have spread very quickly around every single thing I did. And anything good I did was never acknowledged, never even mentioned, as if I had never done a single good thing. I mean, I got the job, I got hired, so obviously I was qualified because, like, you know, my previous experience. And it seemed as though I couldn't do anything right. I got berated what I considered my last day for 8 hours. I got berated by my team leader, which is under my boss, and then I got berated by my actual boss because he would rather take the side of his team leader rather than hear me out. Mind you, I am a very new employee, been there for almost 2 months, was told that it takes a long time to learn this job, 2 months is not a long time, and they told me that I was sinking, that I should be farther along, and I'm not doing my job as if I don't know what I'm doing at all. And that's just the most gaslighting I've ever got in a job in my life. I'm 37, and I've never been spoken to that way. And despite all of the things I've gone through, I could not help but deep down inside say that I can't be here. And I did not have a plan, and I know that's very irresponsible of me, but I know that I could no longer step foot in that place. I was, like I said, one of many people that had been hired, but I was in fact the only female that had been hired to manage a store. And obviously the job consists mostly of men. And I was berated in a group chat. I asked for help, and I was given the wrong help. I don't know, on purpose or by accident, just following what, you know, these new rules that I'm trying to learn. And then I got berated for it. And I was in a group chat with four men. And I'm the only woman, and I'm being berated in this group chat. I have the text messages, I have the emails, I have everything, because I don't mess around. I keep documentation of everything. So if they happen to stumble upon my podcast or this recording, they know what they've done. They have it too. I will only mention names in a court of law if it ever got to that. But when I was trying to express how I do things, and I was doing very well, actually, because I know what the standards are, I know what the procedures are, but when you get criticized and berated for a long time, you get nervous, and it's not uncommon to make mistakes under those type of conditions. Under that type of duress, mistakes are meant to happen, because I did, in fact, make some mistakes because of the fact that I had been berated for a whole shift. And they were telling me, no, you can't do it your way. Why can't you just do it the way we say it? And the way I was doing it was working. And they just didn't like it, I guess. And tough shit, I guess. But they didn't want to hear that. They were just saying, like, how dare you have an opinion? How dare you have your own system? How dare you do things your way? I'm just like, I'm sorry. Are women not allowed to, you know, choose, you know? And trigger warning, when you're being berated by four men in a group chat and then two men physically in the office with you, it is the equivalent of a bunch of rapists telling a woman to stop struggling. And I would most likely investigate every single man that was involved in that if they had sexual assault charges pressed on them any time in the past, because that's exactly how rapists act. Stop struggling, stop thinking, stop talking, just do it our way. That way we like you, and that way you'll be acceptable. You know, all your skills mean nothing. Now we're just here to just, you know, mold you into a box that I obviously did not fit in. And it feels like if I was not mentally in a good place to continue. And I do, in fact, feel a little subconscious or guilty about my decision because of the fact that the economy is very, you know, sparse, and it's very bad right now. And, you know, as a spiritual person, and of course, of all the health issues that I have as well, I felt as though that was the last straw for me. Because I have been in situations where I have attempted in the past, it's very important to know, to unalive myself for people constantly telling me, you're not good enough, we don't want you here, you're worthless, you're unworthy. I just felt like I hit a brick wall of all the bad things I could have been in my life were being berated to me that day. And I felt like that was the last day. So I came in the next day to just turn in my keys and take out all my property that belonged to me. Because like I said, I hadn't been there that long, so it wasn't a lot, like some coffee mugs, and that's about it. But I felt as though I could no longer do it. And I could not tell my family because if I were to go backwards, I spent 4 months of this year before I found that job unemployed. I was unemployed for 4 months looking for a job, getting financial assistance, unemployment, and all that stuff, right? Trying to just stay above water. Because I had gotten fired from the second storage job that I had worked. Now, that was another situation where I wasn't wanted. They didn't want me to progress. They had a problem with me being African American. My boss did not acknowledge me after all the recorded Zoom calls. I caught him having an affair with one of the teammates that was underqualified and ended up being put in the position that I qualified for and that he had promised to give me multiple times. But I guess since I'm not pretty, skinny, and white, I couldn't get that job, and I wasn't willing to sleep with him. Not that he had any interest in me, because apparently, you know, being a black female, you're at the bottom of the barrel. Despite all your education, I wasn't allowed to speak on Zoom meetings. I wasn't even invited to half of them, right? I was just there to be a maid, so to speak, and a lot of things would go well. We had competitions that, you know, I would win and nobody would thank me, nobody would acknowledge me, and it didn't need to be anything crazy, but, you know, I was there, but I was more like a cog rather than being, you know, a part of something. Now, I had a coworker that I worked with, which is an amazing guy, okay? But I couldn't help but notice, too, that I felt like he was a little spineless. You know, if something were to happen, it's like he found a way to justify it. He could never stand up for himself. He couldn't stand up for me either. Like, you know, it was just, obviously, we're not friends. We're just coworkers. And I get that. But just constantly feeling unsafe at work, you know, that was like, I don't know, the next to last straw. And I got explosively emotional and ended up getting terminated because I made a clerical error under the duress of all that pressure. I won't deny it. Obviously, I'm taking accountability for it, but it was definitely not intentional. But since I had made that mistake, that's what they got to do. They terminate under those circumstances, and I am not the exception. Fast forward or rewind to my first storage job. I was an assistant manager there, and you know, my coworker got caught stealing and he tried to blame it on me, and you know how that goes. African American female, of course she did it. Of course it's gonna look like she did it. So I had to alert my boss at the time of what was going on, and luckily, like I said, I document everything. Because if they did not take my inquiry seriously, that company could have been sued profusely. And that's not what I wanted. I just wanted to work, have a job. That's it, right? Because this is right after the pandemic I got this job. Because like I said, we're going backwards, right? And gets caught stealing, and then I'm still learning the job. I'm in the job. People come, people go, people were in and out of that all the time. People being promoted, you know, ahead of me. At the time, because I still wasn't really well versed in the job. But when I did become very well versed in the job, still was getting people coming in, promoted over me, getting more money than they were, I guess, supposed to. I had someone get hired and they got vacation pay and they had only been there a week, and I had been there for over a year and I had just earned my vacation pay, and I was like, wait a minute, what's that about, right? And I was talked down to by a lot of the new people that were there, saying that I wasn't being productive, and if, you know, this doesn't happen, they're gonna cut your hours because it's all your fault. And obviously, it couldn't have been, because I was there for almost 3 years. Actually, I was there for over 3 years, and I'd never had any issue, but it's almost as if it had to come down to me, where it was like, it's your fault. And I'm like, how is it my fault? I'm not even in charge. Like, how is that? You know, the pressure of always being blamed for something that is not the case, but at the same time, you know, being a perpetually single woman, right? And mom, right? Perpetually single, where when I come home, there's no one for me, right? There's no one to boost me up and make me feel better. There's nobody there, right? It's just me. And I go home feeling sad and feeling all these feelings that everyone's dumping on me. And to me, I couldn't deal with it anymore. Then after all those managers came and gone, it was me. It was just me left. And then I decided to step up to the role. I stepped up to the role doing very well. No issues whatsoever. Doing really great. Again, I made a clerical error. Luckily this time, there was no repercussions for that. Luckily, later on, I ended up resigning on my own. I ended up resigning on my own because of the fact that I wasn't getting any help. Because once I became the manager, all of a sudden, nobody was coming in to apply for the job. Because I remember when I was an assistant, okay, there were managers coming in left and right, coming and going, to the point where when I became the manager, literally nobody came in anymore. Right, and I couldn't figure out what that was about. And this is a two-person job, really, right? After a while, it can get so overwhelming to it can make you physically sick, right? And I was able to stick it out for 3 years because technically I had been alone the whole time because people just came in and out. So when they left, I had to pick up the slack, right? And I started feeling a certain type of way, and I was like, hey, why can't someone else from the company come and help? And I got a lot of people from the company that just did not want to come to my site at all. They were just like, no, we're not helping them. For whatever reason, I never figured out what the reason was. So whenever I wasn't there, the site would be closed. And I know this is very, you know, long-winded, but I'm trying to find a pattern here. Because I'm often feeling as though, like, are my actions immature? Right, I've been always able to pay my bills and stuff like that, you know, always in the past, you know, going from job to job, right? And recently, in my recent decision, I didn't have a plan set up. I just was feeling the weight of just being, I guess, scum of the earth after all I've gone through, and feeling really unsafe at that particular job, okay? And like I said before, like, I felt like these men, at least one of them have to have had some type of sexual assault charges, you know, pressed against them, because it seemed as though the basic message that I was getting from all four of those men in that group chat was, Christina, stop struggling, right? Like, it felt like, we're holding you down, stop struggling, we're gonna get you right our way. We're gonna get inside of you whether you like it or not. And it was the creepiest thing I had ever experienced on a job, which I thought was support, but it wasn't. A lot of people backed out of coming to my property. A lot of people were gossiping, and the gossip got to me within 24 hours, it would come right back to me and say, hey, this person said this about you and this, this, and that. And you don't feel support when that happens, right? Like, you think women are more catty? You should work around a bunch of men. Men are catty. Like, they're catty as fuck. Like, they're worse than women, because a man will make you feel like you're in danger if they heard something about you. Women just make you feel humiliated and just like, you know, oh, just self-conscious. But men make you feel like, because I heard this, now I'm going to, you know, treat you badly. Now you can't feel safe, right? And I just got out of there, guys. And I am pursuing other employment. And I know the climate for the economy is bad, but I felt like I did the right thing. I know my family's going to be upset with me, because they were upset with me when I got fired earlier this year from my second storage position. They were upset with me. You know, they thought you can get your job back. You can't. You can't do that. You know, everybody's an at-will employee. They fire you, they fire you. It could be for a reason or no reason. It really doesn't matter, right? And I try to be, you know, good, you know, be a good girl, you know, and do what I'm supposed to do to keep my job, which I've been very successful at. But as soon as I had a moment of vulnerability or weakness or emotion, it seemed as though, like, oh no, we don't take that, no. Okay? Did I go too far? It's possible. I'm not going to sit here and act like I probably didn't. I really don't know. I was really very emotional because it had all come crashing down. I've also felt like maybe as an empath and a spiritual person that I might not be emotionally or mentally stable to really deal with a lot of these fake industries that want to produce numbers but don't give a shit about people. And apparently, you know, that's how it's always going to be. And I know someone's going to come under my comments and be like, oh, you're not the only one. That happens to everybody. That's just life. True. Absolutely true. But I found my breaking point, okay? I found my breaking point because, knock on wood, okay, I'm one of those females, okay, not shaming those who have, but I'm one of those females that have never been a victim of sexual assault or rape or anything like that. So I've always mostly have kept myself all out of those situations as much as I can when I can sniff it out. Okay, like I've even been married and I've had lots of boyfriends and stuff, but I've never been a victim of rape or sexual assault, and I don't ever want to be. So I know it's not always something that you can control, but I could sniff it out because I told you I'm very, very, very hyper aware psychic, and something about it felt wrong. I don't know if I was operating out of ego. I don't know. All I know is that I felt unsafe and I made a decision that was probably not wise because people depend on me and I got to pay bills and all that. But I just felt I was in general safer not working there. And now as I go on my, you know, continue my journey to look for another job, I'm really just making this, you know, have any other spiritual people had a similar pattern of events happen at work? People just don't like you. You're doing your best. You're qualified. Have you ever been a victim of, you know, prejudice, racism, sexism, you know, just being, you know, just not included. Like, no matter what you do, it's like you can be a part of something, but you're never a part of something. Now, I'm also gonna let you know that I don't necessarily care to be part of a corporation. It's not in my zeitgeist to really care so much about being socially accepted by a corporation, because that's technically not realistic, right? Because a lot of people do have work friends and stuff like that, but the truth is we are really just there to do our jobs, because I'm a mom. I'm only caring about making sure I do it right, do it well, get it done in general, get the bills paid, get my money right, and that's pretty much it. You know, I try to stay safe, you know, go to work, go home, go to work, go food shopping or whatever you got to do, you know, just not be so available to other people's energies, right? And wanting to people please constantly, you know, and that's another pressure that I guess empaths and psychics really just can't get behind. I never felt like I could ever get behind that, and it's just not something I've ever desired. But I know it happens to more people than just me. I know that. I also feel like, you know, should I have left? You know, was it too abrupt? But I ask myself that question with a lot of, you know, like fingers on a chalkboard type feeling, you know, a lot of grit in my spine, because I know deep down I made the right decision. I know I did. I felt unsafe and I left, and my family's gonna be so devastated, but I'm not even gonna tell them. I'm just gonna move on and just live life. And I totally accepted, you know, all of the consequences of what could possibly come. You know, the financial consequences, the, you know, the social consequences and everything else. I've decided that I'm going to get my physical health right, get my mental health right, even though I have, you know, I do have doctors and stuff. But the last time when, you know, when I was unemployed for those 4 months, I didn't go to the doctor at all. I was so busy trying to find a job that I didn't even take care of my physical health. And I did, in fact, encounter a physical problem, which I actually still have today. And I decided that I'm going to take care of that immediately now that I'm not working. And then I'd have the time and the ability to go and do and, you know, figure out how to take care of this problem. I feel like I just spent so much time not taking care of myself physically or mentally because I just wanted to fit into a mold so I can, you know, I just take any job and just, you know, make sure I can pay bills so I don't drown in this economy. But I feel like that's also a failure of my practice by not having faith and not having that reassurance that the universe will take care of you no matter what. And, you know, judgment and all those other things are, not only are they not important, but they are, in fact, secondary to how your spirit or which way your spirit is going, right? This might sound like a bunch of, you know, malarkey to a lot of people who are very mainstream, but I'm not a very mainstream person. If I could find an opportunity to, you know, downsize my expenses or, you know, and downsize my lifestyle, I would. You know, I wouldn't want to work so hard, you know, and penny pinch everything. Though I don't do that in general, but, you know, I might end up doing it now. But I just don't have that luxury of having like a second income. You know, I don't have a husband anymore. I don't have a boyfriend or anyone to help me out to do that. I have family, yes. But on the day-to-day stuff, it's just me, you know, and my kids are all teenagers now. And maybe my mental is just not in a good place to be doing both or managing both. And it can be rough for a single mom. It can be. It really can be. Okay? Because I don't have nobody out there that loves me enough to give a shit to help me. Right? Like, I just don't have anybody that actually cares about me enough to do it. When I mean, like romantic-wise. Like, no man wants to get involved in this. Right? Because after I've seen what's going on in my workplace, you know, a black single mom seems to be, like, the worst thing you could possibly be. And, of course, I just happen to be that. Right? But, in general, I am still a very happy person. And I felt like that job was going to take away my happiness permanently. Like I said, in the past, I have attempted to unalive myself. And as a psychic medium, I felt as though that was going to be the next step. It was a thought in my head that particular day. And I haven't felt like that in a really long time, on top of being extremely stable. And I felt like everything about me, everything mentally about me, had been completely disabled, where it was kind of like, no, you are worthless. No, you are stupid. No, you are all the bad things we think you are. And we're going to monitor you, not for you to get better, just so we can keep poking fun at you constantly. And every single time you make a mistake, we're going to let you know. Even if you know it already, we're going to make sure that you know. Because we want you to feel as bad as possible at every second. And I was just kind of like, nah. I don't want to do that. I want to make mistakes and grow, and not hear about them constantly, because that's bad for anybody, not just me. That's bad for anybody, even if you're not spiritually inclined. That's a horrible way to treat someone. But for those of you who are not knowing that, this is how a lot of black women are being treated in these workspaces, okay? If you're not sleeping with your manager, or if you are concealing your race because you look like another race, and then they find out that you're African-American, they just turn on you. Everyone. Literally everyone. And I'm not the only one it's happening to. And I would like to know your thoughts. And let me know if anything from this episode or this TED Talk has helped you. I would definitely love to know.